It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll meet two writers who spent a year in the wilderness of the Boundary Waters to chronicle its fragile beauty.
First, open enrollment for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, begins tomorrow. This enrollment period has largely flown under the radar because of the ongoing political fight over the health care law.
This year, the enrollment period is shorter, and there's been a lot of uncertainty over the future of the markets and the law itself.
Bobby Peterson is with us now. He's executive director of ABC for Health here in Wisconsin. Bobby, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
If you had one message you wanted to have out there about this enrollment period, Bobby, what would it be?
Shop around. Get onto the website. If you're looking for coverage, there are still some bargains out there to be had. And the advanced premium tax credits are still available for people. So there are some affordable options for people.
There's been talk that there's going to be, under the Trump administration, less publicity and outreach for this enrollment period. What are you seeing compared to the last couple of years?
Sure. It's a lot more suppressed, shorter time periods. The marketplace is going to be closed on most of Sundays for maintenance. That's on weekends when people are might have a little more time to look into some of these issues. So it's definitely a shorter time period. But on the plus side, this isn't our first rodeo. We've been through this a few times, so I think people are a little more aware of what to do and how to get through the process.
I want to talk about a few different groups, and I want to start with people who are currently covered under the Affordable Care Act marketplace coverage. People might be out there thinking, all right, I've got coverage. I can just let it ride for next year. I don't need to do anything. True or false?
False. I think you need to go check your plan and see if that plan is still available. You could potentially get auto-enrolled into something that you're not. You wouldn't be suited for you, so it's good to go in there, look at your plan options. You might find something that's even more affordable, and your plan might not be available. Some plans left the marketplace in Wisconsin.
And when you say get in there and check it out, where do people go? What's the best resource for them to start shopping around, making sure their plan is still going to be around?
Yes, healthcare.gov. It's the website for the marketplace. They can window shop. They don't have to make a decision, look at the plan options that are available, look at your plan that you had, and gives you some real good options to review and choose what's best for you or your family.
Is there help available for people who are less technology savvy? We've heard about this the last couple of years, people not really connected to the internet that well. Any help out there for them?
Yeah, unfortunately, those resources were reduced also by the Trump administration. Wisconsin had healthcare navigators. We still have healthcare navigators at Covering Wisconsin at www.coveringwisconsin.org. There's information on their website. There's navigators that are out there. Healthcare providers in some communities have certified application counselors. Health departments have folks that can help with some of these issues. And even, going to the public library, the librarians have been around this issue now for several years, and they can at least point you in the right direction.
Talking to Bobby Peterson from ABC for Health, looking at the new enrollment period for coverage under the Affordable Care Act that starts tomorrow. And Bobby, how about people who are currently covered and receiving subsidies? If they follow the news, it's been a confusing up and down over the last year or so. What do they need to know about whether they're still going to be able to afford this coverage?
Well, I think, there is confusion, and people have heard that, about the cost-sharing reductions. That's a separate category of assistance. You're still eligible for them. The insurance companies still have to provide them. They had to increase their cost. A lot of them targeted the silver plans for price increases. So some of the gold and bronze plans in Wisconsin they're a pretty good deal for folks. But the advanced premium tax credits are still available. Those haven't changed. They provide significant subsidies for most of the people. The vast majority of people that apply for this coverage are eligible for advanced premium tax credits, and that can make your insurance very affordable.
As I understand it, there are people who can use the marketplace but make too much money to be able to get the subsidies. What might they see when it comes to premiums this year?
Well, the premiums have gone up. It depends on the type of plan that they select. Certainly, if they're selecting silver plans, they're going to be going up to 36% in Wisconsin is the estimate, but that's an average. So it's still worth getting in there, looking at what your options are, and you know, making sure you've evaluated your plans. There's brokers and agents that can that are out there to help you too in some situations. As we said, covering Wisconsin Navigators. There's Navigators in the northern part of the state too, through Northwest Wisconsin SEP. But it's, you know, it's you've got some time, but not too much time. It's going to be, the marketplace closes on the 15th, so you got to get start looking and start shopping.
The 15th of
December.
December.
Okay. December, sorry.
A month and a half. Still pretty soon. And what is the state of coverage right now in Wisconsin? Over the last year, of course, we've heard stories. One company leaves a market here. Somebody else may or may not take up the mantle. Are there options for everybody around the state?
There are. There are options. And, you know, there's a little more limited than they were last year, but there still are options in every county. You know, through the Affordable Care Act, we've been able to provide coverage to several hundred thousand more people in Wisconsin. That's a good thing, because the more people have that have coverage, the less uncompensated care we have in the state. And uncompensated care is not a good thing, because that those expenses, when bills don't get paid, get socialized and redistributed to everybody else's bill. So it's a good idea to have coverage. Get know your health insurance, get your coverage, and it helps everybody out.
I know probably a lot more questions will start coming up tomorrow as people start to try to apply, but are you hearing a lot of questions based on uncertainty given all the political back and forth on this in Washington?
Well, yeah. I mean, there is a lot of political rancor, and, you know, it's hard to, you got to kind of look through all the smoke, distractions, and realize that, you know, the marketplace is still there. The services and the coverage is still there. It hasn't changed yet. There's a lot of proposals out there that things could change down the road. But right now, the main structures are still there for people. Provides a great opportunity to get, you know, affordable health care for moderate income folks. Badger Care Plus might be an option for people that are low income or just losing a job or transitioning to a situation where they don't have any income or resources. The other thing to look into is make sure if you're eligible for disability programs, to evaluate those carefully. And there are some of those that allow you to work as well as get disability Medicaid coverage. So it's important to look at the range of options, get some help from the experts at Covering Wisconsin or your insurance brokers, get some support. But get busy, start working on it, and, you know, keep going forward and get that health care coverage.
How can people know if they should be going to healthcare.gov or pursuing Badger Care Plus?
Well, it's going to be based on your income, and, you know, that's a really tricky question, because your income is calculated differently for the marketplace, and it's differently for Badger Care Plus. But it's something that the healthcare navigators can help you with if you're around 100% of the FPL, which is, you know, fairly low, but it's, you know, it's something that, you know, if you're losing your job and your income drops that month, you might be eligible for Badger Care Plus. Some people might move between the marketplace and Badger Care Plus, and that's another confusing area where people can pivot from one program to the other, and you need a little help to make those transitions. We've made it a little more complicated in Wisconsin than it needs to be, unfortunately, but it is, you know, these are important coverage programs that can provide a lot of help when you need them.
And Bobby, before we wrap up, some people might be thinking, okay, they haven't repealed and replaced the Affordable Care Act yet, but, you know, I might apply now by the time it would kick in next year. They may have done so I shouldn't bother. What would you say to that?
No, go forward with your coverage. Nothing that they're going to do is going to, it'd be highly, highly unlikely that it's going to happen that quickly. Even the most radical plans call for some period of transition. You know, the 2018 enrollment period and coverage period is going to remain, and I would not apply for coverage now because you think it's going to be gone. This period is rolling forward, and get your coverage.
Bobby, thanks a lot for joining us.
Sure, no problem.
That's Bobby Peterson, Executive Director of ABC for Health. He talked to us today about the open enrollment period for the Affordable Care Act Marketplace that opens tomorrow and runs through December 15th. Information, as he said, at healthcare.gov.
Coming up, we'll meet two writers and adventurers who spent a year in the boundary waters of northern Minnesota. Stay with us here on Central Time.